With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker, veteran, and Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton applauding President-elect Trump's nomination of Fox News host Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense.
He's written multiple books, including a recent book, The War on Warriors, which is a very strong prescription for what needs to happen in the military to get the military back focused on its core mission, which is our national security, not social engineering.
In the meantime, Mr. Trump says he'll nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. He's also announcing he has chosen former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. And he's also nominating North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to head up the Department of the Interior. Also, at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits falling to the lowest level in 6 months last week as layoffs remained at relatively healthy levels.
The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell by 4,000 to 217,000 for the week of November 9th. That's less than the 225,000 analysts had forecast. Continuing claims, the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits fell to 1.87 million for the week of November 2nd, in line with analysts' expectations.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve will likely cut its key interest rate slowly and deliberately in the coming months, in part because inflation has shown signs of persistence and the Fed wants to see just exactly where it might be heading next. Now, Powell says inflation is edging closer to the central bank's 2% target, but is not quite there as yet. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the Christmas wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman filing suit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims the Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's rights to privacy and self-determination under the state's constitution. The woman is about 7 weeks pregnant, says she wants to terminate her pregnancy. This is SRN News. But during his winning presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised to deport illegal aliens, a plan approved by most voters who say they do expect him to keep his promise.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 64% of likely U.S. voters approve of Trump's promise on day one of his next presidential administration to launch the largest deportation program in American history to get the criminals out, including 46% who strongly approve. 33% disapprove of Trump's promise of deportations, including 23% who strongly disapprove.
A Seattle man charged with 5 counts of assault, that in the random stabbings of 5 people in broad daylight last week. All 5 were hospitalized. Firefighters in Louisville, Kentucky, rescuing a person trapped under rubble at a construction site. Officials say the worker fell into a void and debris then fell on top of him. More details at SRNNews.com.